This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Sharon Langevin, date of birth 04/01/1943, date of appointment November 18, 2025, requesting physician Mahmood Khan, MAHMOODKHANMD. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing Sharon Langevin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 82-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who had a syncopal episode in the bathroom. She was, son found her on, slumped over on the toilet with tongue biting. Son does not know and she does not remember how much time she was on the toilet. She was having dizziness. She was taken to the emergency room and diagnosed with pneumonia. Her workup including MRI of the brain, EEG, carotid ultrasound, echocardiogram were with the normal limit. Today she is here to follow with me. She was confused also at that time. Is still recovering from pneumonia. Her memory is fine. Past medical history. Depression, GERD, COPD, hypertension, osteoarthritis. Barrett esophagus, compression, fracture of the L4 vertebra, bladder distension, shoulder arthritis, past surgical history, endometrial biopsy, left foot surgery, tonsillectomy, bunionectomy, colposcopy, endoscopy, shoulder surgery, knee replacement. Allergy to sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, paroxetine. Medications, valsartan, albuterol, azelastin, bupropion, diltiazem, montelukast, pantoprazole, cetirizine, dupilumab, budesonide, meclizine, rizuvastatin, tamsulosin, azelastin, celecoxib. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is widow, lives with a son, have two children, family history, mother deceased, CHF pneumonia, father deceased, two brother, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, blackout, spasm, memory loss, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint stiffness, back pain, Physical examination, blood pressure was 30 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, pulse sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/4/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of syncope. Syncope is due to probably hypotension, and hypotension is due to the infection. Seizure is less likely. Her workup including MRI of the brain and EEG are normal. She is neurologically stable. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.